June 16th, Glenn Cunningham.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Our story today is about a man who had the courage and the drive of a lion. On this date in 1934, Glenn Cunningham set the world record for the outdoor mile. 4 years later, he set the world record for the indoor mile. Wait until you hear how he got started.
When tragedy strikes, triumph starts between your ears. Glenn won races, but he never should have been able to walk. Inside the old schoolhouse, his brother Floyd stoked the large pot-bellied stove. Despite the February snow, his sister Letha played outside, and their younger brother Raymond was drawing on the blackboard. Mr. Schroeder had left the front door locked and kept the key, but anyone could get in through the side door, which only opened from the outside. Floyd was arranging the coal chunks on top of the wood. He reached over to get the 5-gallon can of kerosene that was kept nearby to get the fire started. He started to pour it onto the stove. Then everything blew up. Apparently, at a community meeting the night before, someone had left a can of gasoline they had used to fill lanterns before they went home. Floyd accidentally picked up the gas can. Flames engulfed Glenn's legs. Smoke filled his lungs. Glenn and his siblings stumbled toward home, but remembered that their mother had spent the night with a neighbor and that their father had gone to bring her home. Glenn fought fear and agony. He said, "I remember screaming and not being able to stop, even when my parents and eventually the doctor arrived." The doctor held out no hope for Floyd. He was too badly burned. But Glenn trusted God. He had nothing else to lean on. We had attended church revivals and home Bible studies. In fact, I had become a Christian at one of those home meetings. Several days later, Floyd was humming his favorite song. He actually said the words to the chorus, the first actual words I had heard since the explosion. He finished the last lines of his favorite song, "Meet, meet at Jesus' feet." Then he took my mom's hand and pressed it to his face. 9 days later, Floyd died. Tragedy defined Glenn. Pain became his ally. Glenn said, "The doctor told my parents that I might live unless there was too bad of an infection that set in. If the infection gets too bad, he told my parents, we won't have any choice but to amputate. Regardless, Glenn will never be able to walk on those legs. They're just too badly burned." Infection spread. Glenn overheard a woman tell his mother, "Face reality, the boy would be an invalid for life." Glenn promised his mother, "I will walk again." At first, he scooted a chair around the kitchen. He ventured outside to hobble along a fence. He did chores until he could work no more. He refused to give up. He thrived on the challenge. On Christmas Eve, he gave his mother a present, his first unaided steps. Glenn kept on keeping on, kept walking until he could run, kept running until he became a champion. He set the world record for the outdoor mile. Glenn posted a personal best time of 4 minutes and 4 seconds in the mile in 1938, 14 years before Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute barrier. After his running career at Cunningham Youth Ranch, Glenn taught some 8,000 children to never give up. Each is lovable in his own way. Glenn said of the children sent to him by parents, social workers, or juvenile courts, "All are equally precious. God has granted Ruth and I 8,000 miracles, and we are humbly grateful." Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to this life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us." Your losses may seem impossible to overcome. Keep fighting. Work hard to win the battle in your mind. When tragedy strikes, triumph starts between your ears.
Hello, friends, and greetings on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Whether you're listening or watching, and it's morning or evening, the day before or the day after this incredible story about Glenn Cunningham, here was a couple things that really impacted me. First of all, this story is about 90 years old. And so I was thinking about the tragedies that Glenn and his family had experienced and how maybe some of those outcomes would have been different today with the medical help that we have. But I think the thing that most inspired me about Glenn's story was that he didn't stay stuck. You know, life happens, and boy, we all know how unfair life can be. But in this case with Glenn, he chose, even in the middle of something debilitating and could have literally crippled him and kept him crippled for his entire life, decided to overcome those obstacles. And we know, obviously, through the story, he did it through the strength and the power of the Lord. My name is Blake Maddox, and I'm the executive director of 365 Christian Men. And my call to action, or my takeaway from this story, includes a couple things. First of all, have you experienced tragedy in life? And if you have, what is the outcome? What has been the outcome? What is the prognosis? And where do you stand today, coming face to face with that adversity or that obstacle or that tragedy, whatever it was that you've experienced? So my call to action would be, just like with Glenn, set some small goals. Some small goals that are achievable, that'll give you a quick win, something under your belt that will help encourage and motivate you. You know, today's scripture verse was Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, which is our foundational verse for 365 Christian Men. You know, we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses that have run the race, and that includes Glenn. And Glenn, we know, set world records because he wasn't willing to be held back by that thing which could have held him back. So, second call to action is this. As you celebrate the small wins, remember that God's with you, that God will go before you, and that if you trust Him, He'll meet you every step of the way. God bless you. Have a great day.